like a
I
kids
sense a theme.
movie. Oh my god, it's...
That isn't cranberry sauce, Artie.
Do you like what you see?
Penetration? Who's gonna be penetrated?
Why are there sharks on the moon?
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
Hey, it's Wish.com Eric Roberts.
The terrible Australian Bee Jamine.
We're being watched. Oh no, the actors have become self-aware. They know we're watching them.
Professor Science Batch.
All these actors are hard Canadian 30s.
And Trash Panda Colin.
That movie's so tight.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
Hey, it's Craven. Everybody loves Craven. Especially Louise. Oh boy.
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
I bet you he made anal.
That's not how you should.
Adult themes.
I like how they're still wet even after the next day.
Then it comes back on and it's an ad for Wild Secrets.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Would you like to touch what you see?
Listen, I don't have anything to say to you except don't call me anymore.
Operator, I am begging you. This is a real, real emergency. What's the matter with you?
I got molested in the little boy's room.
G'day everyone, this is Bee Jamine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome back to episode 116 of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, the number one Tubi-related podcast that's hosted by two Australians, one Canadian, and one American. And with me, as always, are my three very awesome co-hosts. First up, of course, is somebody who survived Louise Lasser's hens party yesterday. And that, of course, is the one and only Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy, and how are you? And how are you recovering after Louise's heads party yesterday?
Yeah, hello. I'll be recovering for weeks. I might not be conscious for the actual wedding. It was quite crazy, and I think I've got to take Martha, as in RoboCop Martha. I've got to take her in for repairs because she's fucked.
But how did Michael Caine and Melody Lasser do at the party, Marcy?
Well, for some reason, Michael Caine was hosting it. I don't know why, but he was.
Oh.
I think he needed to add a new section to his summer home.
Yes.
But yeah, I think Melanie might also need some hospitalization. She drank way too much.
Too much red wine, too much pumpkin pie, too much vacuuming, I could imagine what would be at Louise's hen's party.
It was the weirdest hen's night I've ever experienced. I don't know why we were vacuuming at a hen's night.
I don't know, some people have weird requests with stuff like that. But
Louise is a weirdo.
Though, yes. However, it's not good as weird as the... as the party we're about to have today on the show. But before we do, I have to introduce my other co-host. He is our Canadian brother from another mother. And once again, he is Sizzabee Daddy Batch. Hello, Batch. How are you?
Now, what I want to know about this hens night, why were the male strippers vacuuming?
I have no idea. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life.
And why were they dressed like Craven?
That was also quite weird. They had like
that is a good point.
They had Craven like G strings on, and they were vacuuming.
They had like the leopard print with the mustache.
Yeah, you know it.
I don't. That was to Louise's specifications. I don't know why she wanted that. So
I don't know. It's very, very weird. But I guess we'll have to. Maybe if she does happen to intrude later on, we'll find out some of these things. But of course, also with us is our. Other co-host, he is our American brother from another mother, and that he is the trashiest of the trash pandas, Colin. Hello, Colin. Well, how are you?
Feeling good, feeling good, feeling good. I got this movie. I'm ready to go.
Indeed, indeed. But we're also joined by somebody else who's also here, because not only is this Colin's pick for this episode, it happens to also be someone's, a special person's bachelor party. And that, of course, is Toby the Ghost. Hello, Toby. How are you?
Hi, guys. It's me, Toby. Boo.
Hi, Toby. I feel like we might have just lost Batch.
Oh, my God. What up, dude?
Is Batch back? Oh, what happened?
Discord's been being a bit of a bitch to me this week.
Oh, Discord, you're fucking ruining the bachelor party, bruh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I apologize for that batch.
That was your fault, Toby.
Batch got thrown out of the bachelor party.
I apologize for that. I told the bouncers to leave you alone, but clearly they didn't listen. So I might have to ectoplasm over them later. But yes, I'm excited because this is my bachelor party with all my good friends and particularly my best friend, Colin.
Oh man, Toby, do I have a movie picked out for you tonight? But I'm gonna tell you this right now, every time you say you're gonna ectoplasm on people, I just realize what ectoplasm is, and it's like, bro, you come on a lot of people, bro.
I do, that's why I get into trouble from Peter the Ghost Manager a lot. But I'm excited for my party because I wanted a movie night with you guys, and we're going to be doing a lot of ghost weed, maybe a lot of ghost drinking, maybe some ghost pissing involved, but I'll try not to.
I don't know what kind of freaky shit you're into, Toby.
Yeah,
but that's
dude. Yeah, that's some Louise shit. Keep that between you and Louise, bro.
All right. I do expect some ghost strippers during the course of the show, but I'm excited for your pick, Colin, because my best friend, my best man, what movie have you picked for this episode?
All right. I picked a movie with at least three wrestlers that I know of. Kurt Angle, Kevin Nash, and fucking... who else? I don't remember now. Sorry, that edible hit me real hard. Anyway, it's called River of Darkness. It's some horror movie that I'm really, really stoked to watch, so... it's got a fucking... I don't even know what it's about. Like I said, I didn't watch it yet. I watch it when we watch it. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know if it was on the list or not, so I'm really glad it's not. So,
by picking this movie now, Colin, you have automatically put both Kevin Nash and Kurt Angle on the To Be Achievement nominees list.
Oh my god, yeah, I have. Yes, everybody vote for Kurt Angle, dude. Perk Angle, son. He needs at this point in his life.
Yes.
I'm very excited for this movie, but I will sit back and watch the movie. I'll chime in. I might get a little drunk, might get a little pervy. I'll try not to, but as you guys host, because I just want to sit in and watch you guys watch this movie, because, you know, I like to watch people, especially if they're yoga instructors, but that's beside the point.
Mm. All right, let's get this bachelor party up going. Okay. Bring on the sexy Annies!
Yes. Yeah! Alrighty, calm down, Toby. It. Okay, but you might ectoplasm, Toby, so calm down. But anyway,
I swear to God, Toby's one of my favorite bits I've ever
heard. The sexy Annies aren't here yet.
Well, they're not here yet, so to lay down the ground rules as per usual, what you need to do, people, is look up the film River of Darkness. Now, it's only streaming on US Tubi, but however, if you stick around to the end of the episode and listen to our sponsor, Surfshark, you'll find the way to bypass that to be able to watch it on US Tubi. However, so we're going to be starting the film from the very start, so I'll count us down from five, and when I say go, that's when you played the movie, and that way our audio commentary will be in sync. However, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion, so if you hear this sound effect from Batch...
which he doesn't have lined up yet.
Switching it up.
Okay, we've ruined this whole bit. But anyways, though, but we're not editing shit.
I didn't hear anything.
He's coming. Oh, you didn't hear anything?
Nope.
I'll just... okay. Can I just go, yeah?
Hold on.
Okay, you can go, yeah. Until we figure out the soundboard, Colin can... yeah! If you hear the sound, yeah.
There you go.
There we go.
Do you hear that?
Nope.
Nope.
Okay. Soundboard's fucked. No soundboard.
Okay. Okay, no soundboard. So we're going to have to say, So when the ads pop up, we'll shout out, And then once they finish, we'll shout out, again. And we'll make sure to give a timestamp as well so you can all still be in sync during the course of this movie. However, though, if you're not interested in watching of River of Darkness, I'm pretty sure this episode will still be a fun to listen to regardless. So, Marcy, Batch, Colin, Toby the Ghost, are you ready for an awesome bachelor party with River of Darkness?
I am ready to canoe my ass down to the River of Darkness. Let's go.
What did I do to have to attend both the Hens Night and Bachelor Party? What is this shit?
Toby did say the other week that he wants his Bachelor Party to be an equal opportunity one. So anyone can join. So
you're a host on the show. That's what you've done.
All right.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go.
All right, let's do this. Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Oh, well, at least we're getting a bit of water, so at least this is, like, appropriate for the movie we're watching.
Maybe. Might not have anything to do with darkness or rivers. That's not Kurt Angle.
It's daytime. So we're in the daytime in snow. This movie's already giving us false advertisement already.
Dummy! Yeah!
We
fixed it.
It's a fucking female nerd! Fucking nerd.
Listen, chicks in glasses are hot fuck, okay?
I mean, that is true. But they're still fucking nerds. They're not fucking nerds. You wanna...
they're nerds you wanna fuck?
There you go.
Is that... What?
Yes.
So speaking of fucking nerds, let's get this bachelor party going.
Woo!
The sexy Andys still aren't here.
Nope.
Oh, I mean, she's still here and I'm potty, everybody.
She's smoking Batch's herbs from his job.
Oh, that's some smoke. She's gonna smoke some ghost weed right there.
Yes. We've already got ghost weed in this movie already.
That's definitely ghost weed. That's how Toby hands it out.
Yes. Look at this old-fashioned, like, waitress outfit. Who wears that?
She does, apparently. She also doesn't look like Kurt Angle.
Oh, he's coming. She does.
Ew. Don't say coming when people... When Toby's around.
No, I would be bad.
All right.
Toby would be bad for you guys, but it'd be great for me, just say.
Toby, stay out of my bedroom.
Weed is illegal.
Yes.
I'm going to go smoke this joint out on my hotel balcony.
Oh, there's the ectoplasm right there.
Okay, Colin.
Yeah.
You and I are going to have to have a little talk. If you want the sexy aunties to show up, you got to pay triple.
Bro, I'm broke. Hold on. Let's see what happens with this lady.
Yeah, Craven, you're going to have to provide the sexy aunties because all of us are broke.
Yeah, no, Craven, you want the sexy aunties with this party. You're going to have to get paid me.
I mean... It doesn't bother me either way. I mean, I think Bede and Colin might feel differently.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would like to see some sexy aunties during the course of this movie.
Well, pay up. You guys got till the end of the movie to pay up. Then I'll bring the sexy aunties.
All right. I'll see if I can scrounge up some coinage somewhere, Craven.
Craven's just being a dick. God damn.
I know.
I don't think he liked those male strippers doing the vacuuming at Louise's party.
I think he was offended.
Mm. Whoa.
You're not Kurt Angle?
He's too short to be Kurt Angle.
Oh,
that escalated quickly.
Ouch.
I think my favorite thing in horror films is when somebody gets stabbed, somehow they're able to lift them up through the knife.
Yeah, because that's totally how physics works.
Exactly.
Oh no.
Let's follow the blood to the river of darkness.
Let's go on our fucking float trip down the
title
river
card.
Of darkness.
Perk angle.
Bill Hosman.
Kevin Nash. Psycho Sid.
That was the third one, Colin.
Yeah.
And Glacier.
RVD's in this too, I think.
Guys, I'm telling you. I don't know, but that's an awesome day.
I didn't see RVD, so maybe not.
Guys, I can't believe it. This is another Stealth Bane versus the Living Dead episode again, because Bill Hinsman played the cemetery zombie in Night of the Living Dead.
Oh, no shit. Oh.
Yes.
Bede, stop invading this show.
I can't help it. I'm sorry.
It was okay when I did it for After Dark.
This was Wrestling Tapes Month, Bede.
Where's the houseboats on this river? I want some houseboat horror, damn it.
I was going to say, houseboat. If that comes to Tubi, we need to do that movie. Oh my god.
Houseboat of horror.
You can tell it's Kurt Angle. How you doing, guys? I mean, you can tell it's him by the way he stands, because he's so fucked up already.
That guy's dead. It's true. It's damn true.
It's damn true.
What's that body on that gurney? So flat.
Look at his teeth. You know he's on drugs. His teeth are real bad right there.
He's got...
That's why there's no body on the gurney. They haven't taken it down yet.
Yeah. Ah.
It's up there for everyone to see.
Damn, Kevin Nash.
That's not the Sandman. It's an obscure ECW joke.
I know. I thought they were crucifying Raven in that, but that's hilarious.
No, Raven crucified the Sandman, and Kurt Angle was there.
And Kurt Angle,
and he left. He's like, "Nah, I don't want anything to do with this promotion."
Oh my god!
Kurt Angle's got the John Cena dirt face. Duh.
Samoa Joe and MJF are having a mic battle right now in AEW.
I'll have to try and catch up on that later when I'm busy doing a billion things, because we're recording this a little early because both Colin and I are going away this weekend. Not together, obviously, because we're in different fucking countries. We'll just be away at the same time. But
How tight would that be if we all could get together one
We will
time?
One day, yes. Don't worry. It's going to happen.
The 2B Tuesday live show at a panel.
Yes.
Yes.
At a convention.
Yeah. But let's get us on like some little
the
like,
smallest,
con
shittiest
out
convention.
In America. Yeah.
And they're gonna fly you guys in.
Yes.
Yes.
I want them to pay for everything.
Oh look, I got the Kurt Angle haircut too.
You do at the moment.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Wait, it's not that break. Just let
me
know.
He does not look normal. What is wrong with his head and face?
Everything.
And his police uniform looks like it doesn't even fit him. It's like at least two sizes small.
He looks weird in this movie.
More so than in Pro Wrestlers vs. Zombies.
Yeah, he's got this whole weird Jason Statham thing going on.
This is obviously really easy to tie back to the last movie because this is before he became a zombie.
Exactly.
That is true. That is true. He was a sheriff, and then he quit being a sheriff and became a pro wrestler.
This is what happened on Kurt Angle's time off from wrestling.
He was addicted to Vicodin. You're not going to look very good
it's Glacier.
When you're addicted to Vicodin. What up, Glacier?
Wait, which one's Glacier?
The cook.
Yeah. They really had the worst wrestling names in the 90s.
That's why we love it.
The 80s and 90s, I should say.
Yes.
I found a bunch of movies that Vincent was in, too, that I had on my list.
Now tell me, Father, do I look like Jason Statham?
It's true. It's damn true.
I'm an Irish priest,
listen
okay?
Listen to how bad that accent is.
I was going to say, like, why is it that every time they have, like, you
oh,
know, have
shit.
A priest in a small American town...
Hey, it's Witch Bitch.
Oh my god, Witch Bitch!
It's always... So they always have an Irish accent. And it's the most exaggerated Irish accent you'll ever
it's
hear.
It's the most exaggerated Irish accent this side of town.
Oh, faith of my god, in my lucky charms.
I want me potatoes and me your toe.
They could have just hired Fit Finlay to play the priest because he's actually Irish. And then his little leprechaun Hornswoggle could have come out.
Okay, this movie's also a prequel to Monster Brawl because that is totally Witch Bitch.
This is Witch Bitch the Sad Years.
This is the mom of Witch Bitch.
No, I didn't have anything in my mouth, but I would have done a spit take if there was anything.
Toby is in your room. You totally had something in your mouth, Bede.
Oh, God. Toby, it's not that type of party.
I'm not going to confirm or deny if I had something in Bede's mouth.
Toby,
but, that's pure speculation.
Toby, are you trying to feed Bede the ghost edibles?
But then again, since this is my bachelor party, maybe I might have secretly given you all ghost edibles.
Oh, god damn it.
Damn it. Is this why I haven't recovered from Louise's party? Because, my god.
Did we all just get roofied by Toby?
Again? Again?
But it's a good kind of roofie. This is a party roofie.
That's what Ron Jeremy said.
Oh, don't worry, he's going to be up here with me very soon, believe me, and it's not going to be fun for him.
No, we don't like those kind of guys.
Oh my god, I thought I had a stroke for a second. I was hearing in the one ear, I was hearing what was on that CB, and I'm like, oh my god, what the fuck is going on? What am I hearing? I have fucking PTSD from the goddamn ambulance over here.
Oh no, Colin, Toby's edibles are kicking in for you.
Listen, yeah, these edibles fucked me up today.
He broke the guy's arm. I don't even know what's going on in this movie.
Broke his arm, gave him a fucking armbar and shit.
Look at this dude's face. He's like, It's like he's doing a shit.
He is doing a shit under the desk. They couldn't afford a toilet.
They couldn't avoid the toilet.
They kind of figured, he's in this movie already, and this whole movie's a toilet anyway, so he can just shit on the floor.
You just shit on the floor.
But this movie looks so cheap. Look at that computer.
It's not a computer. It's just a box. It's like 3D printed.
This is filmed
sheriff
very
stickers
cheap.
On the bed.
This
it's
movie,
so good,
this
though.
This movie's budget is only a dollar ahead of what the fuck did we watch? Cocaine Shark.
I want to see what the budget really was.
I'll find out right now because I'm very curious.
You're the trivia guy. You're supposed to be doing it.
Well, I have to look up trivia for this movie, so that makes So I'll look it up right. Well, according to this movie has a 2.2 out of 10 on IMDb and 9% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Damn, this shit be woke right here. These all yellow
and
shit.
I was about to make that. We don't want no woke engines.
We don't want no woke engines that don't work unless they're got a pronoun.
I don't want anything that looks like a plug because everybody knows plugs are woke.
And it turned all the frogs gay.
And somehow the plugs those lefty liberal commie Democrats have made normal plugs and put them up their butts.
So what you got to do, you got to turn it to the right. You don't want to turn it to the left because left is woke.
It's too woke. I don't like it. I'm going to drink this non-Bud Light because don't have rainbow on it.
Okay, so according to the budget, this
movie
had a budget.
That's what we think of Americans.
Yes.
With sorry, no Colin. Apologies to Colin.
Listen, I'm baked as fuck just sitting here watching this movie.
You're like rubbing your chest. I'm like, please don't have another heart attack right now.
And no one take their shirt off this time. It's not that type of bachelor party.
No.
Yes.
After what happened last week. Marcy, he still has not recovered from that.
I'm still blind.
according to the budget...
$2.
I find this very sus. This movie says it has a budget of over $3 billion.
Yeah, but like 1.5 of that was for Kurt Angle.
And Kevin Nash.
Yeah, probably, actually.
All their Percocets and all that shit.
Sid got paid $50 at a KFC coupon.
Yes. Look at it.
Is Psycho Sid the monster or is it Kevin Nash?
I don't know. I didn't look that up.
I don't want to know. I want to find out. Like, I hope we find out something weird.
I feel very bad right now. All my clothes are blue. That means I'm a lefty. And I want to wear red.
Where's my darn Bud Light beer?
Oh, wait, Bud Light's woke.
I said non-Bud Light, non. Stop taking my jobs without my Bud Light, all right?
God damn it, I'm gonna beat you.
I'm gonna put this screwdriver in between your head. That's how you get non-woke.
Thomas.
I like how Thomas. He doesn't say beer, he says bear.
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 Sorry. This is going to be one of those movies, isn't it?
No, it's totally going to be one of those movies.
Why does anyone listen to this show?
I don't know. Shade, right on. I'm still trying to figure that out.
Why do we have hundreds of listeners, over hundreds and hundreds of listeners every week?
We in 2 weeks, we're having a wedding on this show. I mean, between two fictional characters, one is a ghost that masturbates.
Yes.
And comes on everything. Believe me, I have the paperwork to prove this shit. I mean, HR here. It
exactly.
Sucks.
You're HR.
He ectoplasmed on your paperwork.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's how we signed it.
Guys, just for the record, I don't apologize for any of that ectoplasm.
Did you ectoplasm in that guy's eye? And that's why it looks like that?
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Let's just say I did a Serbian film on that guy's eye.
Ew. Toby, no more movies for you.
No.
Oh, by the way, these two guys, they're just now rise up in the afterlife.
Yeah.
1716.
Yeah,
buddy. Woo. I'm just sorry. Boo.
It looks like a short couple of ads, I think.
Party, everybody. Woo. I'm sorry, boo.
America.
Toby, you need to calm down. I know this is your bachelor party, but you need to calm down.
You gotta keep Bede's place clean.
Exactly. I don't want ectoplasm all over everything again, and particularly me. Because he possessed my body one day, and it felt really weird and awkward.
I know, we had that all recorded. Back a year, 1719.
Yeah.
This movie's rated R.
Look at that mailbox.
That's Kurt Angle's mailbox. Look at his little table.
This looks like the set. Is this Does this movie have the same budget as A Karate Christmas Miracle? This is what the sets look like.
Had the same budget as that Money Plane. No, actually, that had more of a budget.
Yes. No, wait. This movie has a bigger budget than Money Plane, because Money Plane wasn't even $1 million.
How did Money Plane look so much better than this?
I have no idea.
They did not. This did not cost $3 million. Fuck my
There was
ass.
No money on that plane.
No, it was only crypto on the servers.
Exactly. How did Kurt Angle become the sheriff of this town?
He's Kurt Angle. He walked in and said, I want an Olympic gold medal with a broken freaking neck, all right?
He needs to hit somebody with an ankle lock.
Yes, and an ankle slam. Oh. Toby, stop putting things in Bede's mouth.
Yeah, Toby, stop it.
You know what that guy looks like? If you add glasses on this guy and give him less hair, he'd be angry video game nerd.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
Who's Hicks?
This movie's kind of like Seven, but not.
But made for $1.50.
Exactly. And with wrestlers. Mm. Foreboding music.
He's really confused right now. He still doesn't understand the script. No,
there's
like,
a script?
I'm definitely confused, but it's not to the anger point. So, I mean, at least that's something, I guess.
Yes, but there's still time, Marcy.
Oh, there's definitely time.
There's always time.
I like how the sheriff side on his truck just looks like it's just been like sticky taped on.
Wait, did you know?
Kevin, I want that hat.
Did you know Kevin Nash is in a movie called COVID-19 Invasion, aka Lockdown?
Yes.
And it's not on Tubi?
No, that's so tight, though.
I did not realize that Kurt Angle and Kevin Nash have made a fuckload of movies that I've never heard of and never seen. What is this?
I can imagine that most of them are very much the very low budget kind.
Yeah, why aren't they all on Tubi?
So neither of you can tell me. We haven't done any Stone Cold movies yet on this show.
No, I'm shocked.
No, we haven't.
I was going to do that, but then I found Money Plane.
Ooh, Money Plane.
We watched.
That was hella good. Money Plane was really good.
This dude's a hard Canadian 20. Actually, no, he's a hard Canadian 10 because he looks like he's wearing 10-year-old boy clothes.
And he looks 50.
Do you think Kurt Angle's like dirt beard is colored in? Maybe it looks too perfect.
A little bit.
Nothing. He said that to the director every day, so you guys have nothing for me?
Pardon me.
This movie literally is like the right-wing conspiracy guy's like hometown.
It is, actually.
And I'm a low-budget R. Lee Ermey.
Yeah.
And these are my people. These are the perfect people. I love the people on the right, not on the left.
Ew. Oh, it's Donald Trump, get out of here. We don't want you at Toby's bachelor party.
I heard there was the sexy 80s here.
You're not allowed to grab him by the pussy, okay? It's in their contract.
I talked to Craven and he said it was contractually allowed.
I don't buy it.
No. Yeah. But he asked me to pay for the sexy Eddies, and I'm not going to pay because I have no money.
What? How do you not have money, Trump?
Donald, it's me, Toby. Just to let you know,
I'll see you soon.
Starving ass fish.
That's very creepy, Toby.
I'm creeped out by that. That's probably the look at this fish.
That's hella creepy.
Where? I wonder what's with these fish.
They're all in the congregating in the one area. Are they pet fish?
I don't know.
It's me. It's Eli. I'm here at the Bachelor Party too.
Oh, we're getting what up? Toby's got friends invited to this bachelor party.
And I'm not paying for the 60 aunties either.
Good. You shouldn't.
This might be the cheapest bachelor party of all time. Craven is hanging with the wrong people. Baby Rosé, you're not allowed here.
Wow,
no.
It's me. It's the president. I'm here too. Why?
What is going on?
Yeah, what is going on?
Toby the Pokey Ghost invited me to the bachelor party, but he said I had to be on my best behavior.
So no rosé for you.
Did somebody say Birdie?
It's Geico Kaiju.
Hey, Birdie, dude! I mean, where's the 60 Andy's at?
Are you paying for him, Geico Kaiju?
Fuck no! How about the weed?
So did Toby. It's a weird mixture of weed going on.
It's good skin shit!
Hey, we've got Ghost Weed, we've got Geico Kaiju Weed, we had that waitress's weed from before. Like, this is gonna be... But yet, no sexy arties.
No. One kid hope.
You gotta smoke enough weed till you start seeing sexy arties.
This movie's pretty slow, dude.
No, I think that's probably the weed that's doing that to you, Geico Kaiju. Everything's in slow-mo.
Party, dude!
Woo! Party!
That guy needs to calm down and pace himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. By the way, I think this is actually Bill Hinsman, because he's the only very old person in this movie that we've seen so far, so I'm assuming it is him.
How does Toby know two former presidents and the Tesla dude? That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
I don't know. Toby has the weirdest friends from, as Garth Brooks would say, in low places. And I like that Colin is so intense in intently watching this movie.
Guys, I'm just... This edible fucked me up. So, I'm just, like, staring into this movie.
See,
like, am I having a heart attack? No.
I hope. But
do I think I am? Yeah. Too much edible.
God, see, I blame it. Toby for the ghost for giving you those ghost edibles, Colin.
I know, man.
I mean, we're already almost half an hour into this movie, and nothing's happened. Like, three people died. Some Harvey Hicks person.
I think this is more of a like a detective. Like, Kurt Angle's like trying to stop. Yeah. He's trying to get the serial killer, and he's not doing a very good job. One.
He isn't. This is Kurt Angle's 7. He thought this was going to be his 7, and it ended up being a 0.7.
This looks like the house from that bloody body builder movie.
It does.
I forgot what
it's
that
all set in the same
called.
Universe.
It is.
No, it kind of looks like it looks like Victor Crowley's like little house out in the swamp.
It also looks like the little house what was it called? The deathbed. The deathbed's in there.
Did somebody say Victor Crowley?
Oh shit!
Hello, sensitive Victor Crowley.
Are you guys having a party and you didn't invite me?
Yeah, we did. We sent we sent the guy to give you your invitation, but he came back with no arms.
Oh, I gave him a big hug, because I'm such a sensitive guy.
Yeah. You gotta be careful.
I love bachelor parties, and when you play, like, the games, like, Pin the Tail of the Dead Stripper, and,
What are we doing at this party?
You guys don't know that game? Wait till the sexy Andys get here. Oh.
Are you paying for Victor Crowley?
I'm gonna love all of them.
Whoa.
But we may have to keep you away from the sexy Andys. But now, since you're here, Sensitive Victor Crowley, did you lend your house out to Kurt Angle and the filmmakers of this movie?
I run an Airbnb.
Oh.
That explains everything.
I've got five stars.
Yes. Actually, now that I know, I think the guy we just saw just now, that was Bill Hinsman. I apologize.
Okay.
Because I recognize his face now. Oh, thank you. Turtle soup?
Did she really say turtle soup? Did they cook the Ninja Turtles?
Yes.
That's dark even for me.
Right? Oh, is that Glacier?
Yes.
Shut up, Freddy. I know this movie offends you, but calm down, mate.
Freddy doesn't like that they're eating turtle soup, because really turtles are friends to all...
Glacier has more dialogue than Sid so far in this movie.
Freddy is best friends with Gamera, so he's very upset.
And Gamera's a friend to all children.
And Freddy's a very annoying children right now. No.
Oh.
Dude, I need to podcast. What are you doing?
Well, I think Freddy was invited to the bachelor party as well.
Well, I'm not going to see him for a few days. I feel sad. That's why I don't go anywhere. I can't leave Freddy.
Aw.
Hi, darling. Can you go sit over there, please? Go on.
God damn it, Kurt Angle.
Go over there. No.
It's hilarious trying to see Kurt Angle act.
It is. It's like to see Kurt Angle. Oh, whoa, sorry.
Oh, you can't say that word anymore.
Yeah, girl. I can't say that word anymore. My bad.
What?
Yeah, can't say sorry.
Marcy, remember the timestamp for this so we can bleep all this.
Leave it in.
I'll try to remember.
To let everyone know, it's the Ghost Edibles that are doing it.
It has to be, or I'm having another heart attack, so I'm just trying to get it out now.
Yeah, well, I feel very woozy right now. I think my edibles start to kick in. Whoa. Oh, jeez.
Wait, you took an edible that early? Damn, bro.
One good thing about these Ghost Edibles, they really make you...
Those ghost edibles make you fart.
Oh, there's the houseboat horror again.
And something clearly shot in the daytime.
Good job, Wyatt.
Oh, it's Shelley Winters. Oh, wait, that's not her.
Look at those fish.
Fucking fish.
Okay.
Fucking fish.
Okay. Okay, honey, we got all the fish for Toby the Pervy Goes' bachelor party because he wants to have sex with him.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's where he's going to put his ghost dick.
Why did I show up to this Toby, party again?
Now, Toby, can you confirm this is what you actually want?
Yeah, so I have very weird fetishes. Louise knows all about this, and, you know, let's just say... Fish. It's a big part of Louisa's Lass's book, The Lass's Sutra. That's all I'm going to say.
I don't want to know any
fish.
Of it. I don't want to know this stuff.
I don't want to know it either.
That dude was like, I've smelt that on my finger before.
Ew.
Let's get this bachelor party going.
Oh.
Do 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 do. You know what's weird though? The music actually suits this scene.
Some kind of fish music.
Oh!
Oh shit, here comes Kevin Nash.
Oh my god, that was psycho, Sid.
To a dance soundtrack.
What is going on?
Psycho Sid is a zombie killer thing? I don't know.
They're the zombies from Wrestlers vs. Zombies that didn't make it into the movie.
Yes. Oh.
They're giving him the Victor Crowley treatment.
Well, Kevin Nash did turn into a zombie, didn't he? So this is what happened to his zombie, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I guess you could say that this couple was asking for trouble.
God damn it, Bede.
Bede, just to let you know, I thought that was a hilarious joke. So I'm going to give you a...
When did he get a soundboard?
My bachelor party.
Why, thank you, Toby. Now, don't try to possess my body ever again.
How did Toby get a soundboard?
Yeah, no, he's got a ghost soundboard. My husband, he was killed by Psycho Sid and Kevin Nash. This is like a WCW event back in the mid-90s.
No, they didn't!
Glowed. They glowed red.
But they weren't red. They were yellow.
Is that the correct grammar? Glowed?
Glowed? I'm more concerned that they weren't red.
They were high. They were really high.
Damn, Shane Douglas.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the Fox ad. Gordon Ramsay's in the back of that restaurant's kitchen. All right, you fuckers, you're doing a fucking wrong job. All right, I don't know why I sound Australian, but I do.
It's Australian Gordon Ramsay.
We're at 34:32. Oh, man.
All right, you fucking cunts. Now listen up. I want you to get a fucking chook. Put it up on the table, put in some fucking VB inside it, and then get some fucking chips, marinate it with gravy, and there you go. That's fucking Gordon. I'm Gordo fucking Ramsay-o from Australia, all right? Fuck off.
You call that a fucking roux, you fucking cunt.
Now we're going to boil some wombat stew, and then we're going to eat some fucking kangaroo testicles, and then finally we're going to eat a fucking... like boa constrictor, put that on the Barbie, and then finally, after that, we're going to have a VB.
34:35, we're back. And that was the most disturbing thing I've ever heard. Besides the rest of this episode.
I know.
Oh my god, it's a ghost hunting nerd!
It's a fucking ghost hunting nerd!
Toby, what do you think of these characters?
Yeah, I don't like ghost hunting nerds because they're fucking ghost hunting nerds. They always try to give me calculus and also try to give me maths. But I, want to be left alone as a ghost, so fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them for sure.
But anyways, however, when it comes to female nerds, they're very sexy, but they will be even more sexy in yoga pants.
Is Kurt Angle visiting your grave, or...?
Yes, he is. Because this is where I'm buried, by the way.
Oh.
This is after my brother Hobie and I were pro wrestlers. I died, and then I was buried out here. But anyways, I'm just going to keep partying. Woo! Oh, sorry. Boo! And Colin, I apologize for my edible making.
So fucked up now.
See, I only give you the best edibles because you're my best friend.
You guys are just all crazy in the background in my mind right now. I'm watching Kurt Angle cry with this lady. Damn, why is he yelling at her?
He looks like he's going to murder her.
He's mad.
Because Kurt Angle's angry because I didn't want her to come and visit my grave today. I wanted to be left alone so I can do some party for the my bachelor party.
Damn, the fucking army's coming?
I have no idea what's coming.
Why does everybody look like they're dressed up as stereotypical country bumpkins?
Why is everyone wearing plaid and stuff?
There's so much flannel!
Is that Kmart version Shannon Elizabeth?
Yes. Fucking nerd.
Nerd.
Hot nerd.
So this movie essentially starts off being Seven, and basically turns into, like, ghost killers coming, and then now ghost hunters are coming in to help stop them.
Hell yeah. Threaten those kids for a good time.
Not all go down there now. There's army of all ghost killers down there now. Thank you, sir. Isn't Judd from Pet Cemetery in this movie?
What is your problem? Oh my god.
I'll just go over here now.
I'm just gonna deal with this little shit of a dog. I'll be back in a few.
He needs a treat. Foreboding music. Marcy's leaving.
Mead, you're safe. We've forbidden Baby Craven from coming to the bachelor party because there could be boobs.
Oh, thank goodness for that, because I was a little scared that I was going to get stabbed at this bachelor party.
Did somebody say boobs and Baby Craven?
Oh, no.
Baby Craven. Where's the sexy aunties? Where's the boobs? Oh, they're not here yet? Well,
They're not here yet because your dad is telling us we have to pay for them. So is there any way you could tell your dad, Craven, to kind of maybe give them to us for free?
Do you know my dad? He doesn't do anything for free. Never. He's going to get paid.
Well, tell Craven that if he gives us the sexy arties for the bachelor party for free, we will all buy his upcoming covers album.
Fuck. He already loaded it onto your iPods before you even recorded it, so... You already did it.
You too?
He pulled it, you too!
Well, what if Marcy asks you to, tell your dad... Because, I know Marcy is your favorite babysitter, so...
She is!
What do I have to do?
We're trying to convince Baby Craven to tell his dad to give us the sexy arties for free.
Nah, I can't be involved in this. It doesn't have anything to do with me, I'm sorry.
Good call!
Okay. Well, I guess we'll have to keep waiting until somebody coughs up the money to get the sexy arties. Mm. Sorry, Toby. Sorry about that.
I know, Louisa's strippers are still available.
I think Louisa's strippers are still here.
I think they are, but they're
They never left.
They're still vacuuming.
Actually, it's weird. Yeah, they're still vacuuming, and they've also got wigs that look exactly like her hair as well. It's weird. Sheriff's hat.
It looks like it's just slightly stitched on. It doesn't look real. This is such a cheap production. And how does this have a bigger budget than Moneyplane?
It probably didn't.
It probably didn't. It cost $500.
You know why? Because this wasn't directed by the Lawrence brothers.
Yeah.
That is true. I'm going to find out what this director also directed. The Jacobs boys.
I'm just going to give you some backstory right now.
Oh! It's not Harvey Hicks, it's the Jacobs boys.
Yeah!
It's kind of like...
Yeah!
It's kind of like, I don't know. They're taking revenge out for being innocently murdered?
I guess so. Jacob boys.
Spirits.
Alright, so this director has made 8 movies.
Mm-hmm.
Some of his titles include American Ouija. which came out the same year as this movie. Wow. And somehow he was able to get Kurt Angle, Kevin Nash, and Psycho Sid to be in this movie.
I love that he's still just Psycho music. Sid. This lady still. Hey, I mean, guys. Which bitch is still in the church?
Guys, just to let you know, I can do organ music as well, but let's just say I play the piano with a certain ghost body part of body.
We didn't need to know that, Zuby.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry, I'm a little drunk right now, because, whoa, the ghost beer, the ghost weed, it's, like, really, really building up in me. I mean, I know you guys didn't want me to ectoplasm, but I have a feeling it's gonna happen. I don't know when or how, but it's gonna happen.
Toby, give me some of that ectoplasm. I mean, some of that.
No!
Some of that ghost weed.
You need the weed, not the ectoplasm.
All right, I'm sending the ghost weed to you, batch. Let's party up this bitch.
Ghost weed is just dried ectoplasm, isn't it?
Maybe. Oh, man. This is the best bachelor party ever.
Is it? Is it, though?
Is it, though?
It is for me.
I think Colin's gone to bed. He misses easily.
Come on, we lost Colin.
He's gone to bed.
Colin's gone to bed. That'd be hilarious.
That edible just murdered him.
I'm out. I'm out.
Yep.
Colin's passed out. He couldn't handle the ghost edibles. He's passed out.
He got sick and tired of waiting for the sexy end. He's just like, fuck this noise. I'm out.
He got sick and tired of waiting for something to happen in this movie.
Indeed. No. I don't want to be in a horror movie with Kurt Angle, Psycho Sid, and Kevin Nash. No!
What, Scott Hall wanted too much?
Yeah. Oh, man. Ectoplasm all over everything.
Again.
This is the fourth time.
Are we sure this isn't Terry Funk?
It could be.
It should have been.
Yes. The whole movie should have been, like, with wrestlers. Like, every role.
Every single role should have been a wrestler.
Mm. Like, the Ghost Hunters, those could have been, like, who could have the Ghost Hunters been at this time in wrestling?
I don't know.
We could have The Miz as the nerdy ghost hunter.
Imagine The Miz playing a nerdy ghost hunter. I need that movie.
I kind of want that to happen now. And also, it's obvious, like, this film has got the same lighting as from Pro Wrestlers vs. Zombies.
Yeah, which means none.
Exactly.
What's even happening? I can't see.
I know there's a lot of antlers on the wall. And something tells me those antlers are going to be used very soon. Dude, just turn on a light!
For real, we can't see shit, brah.
Dude, if dude doesn't turn on a light soon, he's definitely going to become one of the cemetery zombies. Psycho Sid!
Why did Psycho Sid put shit on his face?
He's got one of those masks on. Facial masks.
Mm. He's doing one of those mud facial things.
No, we're going to be doing mud facials later on for the bachelor party.
No, we're not.
And mind you, I think Toby said it's not going to be... What's that, Toby? Oh, so you're not going to use mud for the actual facials. What are you going to use instead?
Ectoplasm.
No!
Get him, K-Nash. Oh, wait, that was just a dream. Is this the cemetery zombie?
Yes, that is Bill Hinsman. Oh, great. Thank goodness that was a dream. I don't have to turn into the cemetery zombie now.
I don't recognize him with a black beard and stuff.
Yes. Oh, there's that ghost weed again.
Seriously, everywhere. I'm worried. Is Colin alive?
I hope so.
He hasn't messaged, so...
I'm hoping he's just gone to the bathroom.
Maybe he's gonna take a shit.
Probably. That animal kicked in.
It kicked in. It's very
fucking
hard.
Nerds.
Yeah, that animal kicked in.
You have been going out. They heard this.
I'm trying to hear what's going on. Oh, yeah.
I got one too.
Yeah, I know. We've all got sound effects. Oh, wait a second. See, on the river, they should have duck sound effects.
Something should actually fucking happen in this movie. Yeah.
That sound effect pretty much sums up the whole movie so far.
There's a lack of Kevin Nash and Psycho Sid in this movie, and I'm not happy about it. Why would you go out in the dark with no flashlight? Whoa! That escalated quickly.
Those ghost hunters, as you... What would you say, Marcy? Say your one lineup for this show.
What is going on?
No, that's not it. The other one.
Had one day left till retirement.
They had one day left till ghost hunting retirement. Sorry, I'm like zonked today.
Hey guys, just to let you know, yeah, Mackenzie's here with me now in the afterlife, and we're gonna party.
You gonna show her a good time?
We got some fish. Yeah, so she's gonna have a great time. We're gonna have a lot of fish. There's gonna be and luckily, for some bizarre reason though, she arrived here with yoga pants on, so I'm very excited at the moment. So we'll see how this goes.
Alright.
Woo party! Oh, sorry, boo.
That's intermission for something to happen in this movie.
You can literally play that music through this movie, and this whole entire movie is an intermission.
That breaks me.
No, these awful peeling skills are breaking me.
Of all the things.
That's not how you peel potatoes.
The fuck is a nightcrawler? Why would she be going out for nightcrawlers? What is that?
Colin's gone looking for the sexy Eddies. Neither of them are going to show up.
Aren't
nightcrawlers essentially worms? That's what they are, right?
I don't know.
Do I have to do research again for this
Yes,
show?
Tell me what they are.
What are nightcrawlers?
Why would a little kid go out for nightcrawlers?
All right.
What is on his head?
What is that?
What is that?
Is that his ID card on his head?
That's his license.
I'm old enough to drink in this bar. Okay, so nightcrawlers essentially are earthworms, large reddish earthworms.
And why would you go capture them for?
Well, fishing, I guess.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because that little kid looks like she's going to go fishing. Now, you see this shit on my hat? That's my anti-woke badge. I got my license yesterday.
Anybody with a pronoun has to stay 50 feet away because I got my license that says that.
And also, why is it that I'm a little sad that nobody in this movie has the mustache, so that way we can all go to the Charles Bronson convention.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
5158.
Oh, shit.
Crapopolis, what the fuck?
I think that may be our new thing. We play intermission music during the commercials.
Yes. I like this idea. I was dead too long.
I'm very confused by this really shit ad. That was an eHarmony ad? What the fuck? Alright, we're back. 52 minutes, let's go.
52.
And a new bit was born.
Yes. And more organ music. Stop playing the organ with your dick, Tony.
His dick is an organ.
It is. And that's what
put any organ with your organ.
Oh, Colin's alive. Thank goodness. He's okay.
Yes.
Oh no, he's walking away again.
He doesn't like us anymore.
Oh.
I don't know.
No! Colin, come back. Come back, Colin. Don't go to the light, Colin. Come back.
I don't know what he's doing. Who the fuck is Harvey Hicks?
I don't know.
And how are they going to sacrifice him?
I don't know. Which bitch is... That looks like Cade.
That did not look like a Kurt Angle silhouette.
Which bitch is getting a lot of screen time in this movie?
She is.
More than in Monster Brawl. Oh my god, are they going to kill the little kid?
That'll be hilarious.
Is this how Art the Clown's little girl kid happened? She got murdered by those guys?
Yes.
Yes! This movie totally is a prequel to a lot of films in ours in this phase of the show so far.
Mm-hmm. Definitely is.
To let our audience know who are only just listening to the episode, Colin is still with us.
He's still looking for the sexy Andes.
I think he went looking for night callers.
Oh. Yes. Oh. You're not even going to show us the little girl's death?
Why is the walkie-talkie thing on the computer screen? Oh, wait, it's behind. Okay. Looked like it was attached to the screen.
Guys, you know what he's talking on? A rotary phone!
Rotary phone!
Rotary phone.
What's happening? Say rotary phone. Hello, everybody.
I thought you weren't allowed at the bachelor party, Louise.
Well, I thought I'd just come by to say hello, because I...
Louise, do you want to come in again? Come in again.
Okay, hold on. I'll come back in. All right, I'm coming back in.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, I'm coming in.
Just come in. There's no door.
I'm coming in.
What is happening?
Give us the line.
Did somebody say Louise left? Oh, sorry. Oops, sorry about that. First of all, I'm a little hungover after my dance party last night.
Craven, why, Louise, did you have all the male strippers vacuuming and dressed like Craven?
Well, first of all, honey, have you ever seen it? I find men who vacuum very sexy, and they're especially sexy if they have, like, my hair on top of their head while also eating pumpkin pie, because... It's a very big turn on Toby's even done it for me a few times, and believe me, on our wedding night, which I will go into graphic detail once we come back from the honeymoon, it's going to be exactly the same.
I'm guessing that little kid's
dead. I know you're both... And you're both mortified right about now.
Yes, very much so.
And also, like, I'll get going in a second. I just want to come in because I'm a little disappointed because I brought a pumpkin pie for Colin and he's not even here right now watching the movie.
He knew you were coming on the party.
Colin doesn't like you. Oh, honey, he does like me. If anyone is a friend of Toby the Ghost, is a friend for me. I have gotten over our beef. I feel fine about it. And I'm going to get him some fried chicken as a peace offering. So anyways, I got to get going because I need to go get some sleep because drinking a lot of red wine and pumpkin pie does a lot for a girl like me. So I'll let you all enjoy your good time. Now, Toby, don't get up to too much trouble, and if you're gonna ectoplasm, do it in our bedroom later tonight. So anyways, I'll see you all later. Bye. Oh, sorry about that.
Love you, honey. I guess I'm saving so much ectoplasm for you later.
We don't need to know, Toby.
We don't need to hear that. Oh, my God.
I'm
sorry. Too much info.
It's I know, but you know, I've had a lot of ghost beer at the moment, so I'm very happy to be with all of you. Even though Colin's still trying to find those sexy arties right now, but I'm having a great time so far.
I don't know.
Boo.
We're trying to make sense of this movie as well. What's going on?
This movie would be 10 times better if the band Korn showed up and tried to solve a mystery.
That would be a lot better. That would be a lot better.
This is almost a Scooby-Doo movie. If they just put the Scooby-Doo cast in, this would be a Scooby-Doo movie.
And it would have been solved 20 minutes ago.
And then it would have been Kurt Angle when they took the mask off all along.
Let's see who the sheriff really is. It's Kurt Angle.
And the mask is just an even worn out rubbery face of Kurt Angle. Oh no, I'm having dreams again. No, George A. Romero, I don't want to be a zombie in your movie. Again.
No. Nah. Are we sure that was a dream? Because he did that last time.
Oh, man. I just had a dream of Toby and Louise having sex, and now I'm mortified.
Ew. Ew, ew, ew.
Meanwhile, I'm going back down to the basement again.
I mean, sure.
So, what is the... Okay, so what are... What? How did the brothers get killed?
I'm not sure. Like, I think... I'm assuming they probably did something wrong. Oh, well, got accused of something wrong, because this is always what happens.
I don't know. It's got something to do with Harvey Hicks, whoever that is.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Maybe this Harvey Hicks guy maybe did something, and the brothers got blamed, and now the Ghost Brothers are coming back, who are most likely cousins of Toby, to take revenge on the town.
Might be.
And maybe Bill Hinsman might have had something to do with it.
I don't know. I'm very confused.
And they couldn't afford any lighting in this movie.
No.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh!
Exactly. Oh!
Oh.
He just got sacked.
Wait for it. There we go.
Yeah.
Actually, I played the wrong sound effect.
No, that counts. She gets points. Once the sound effect is played, points are given.
I was expecting the brr.
No.
Well, it was too good of a joke, Marcy.
He just said he was going to beat... He just said he was going to beat him like a red-headed stepchild.
That's something I say all the time. Because everyone knows that redheads aren't real people. Mm. And this dude looks like Don King.
If he were a country bumpkin.
Exactly. And also, those petrol, like, you know, things.
Mm-hmm.
They look like they're made out of cardboard.
They probably are. I'm pretty sure everything in this movie is made out of cardboard.
Cardboard, eh?
This just looks so cheap.
It really is.
Feel! Bill's a lefty hippie Democrat name. We're gonna call you Billy Bob.
Oh my god. Billy Bob!
Turns out this was the same city from Big Money Wrestlers, but it's just in the present.
Yes.
That totally makes sense, even though I did not watch that movie.
You should, it's a classic.
It's a classic of classics. Big Money Rustlers.
What the fuck is going on? Those are some feet.
Oh my gosh, there's feet under that pillow. Blanket, sorry. Damn it, Glacier.
I don't know.
Who are you trying to smuggle across the border?
That's not Big Sack. That's not Big Sack.
He's trying to stick Doink the Cloud across the borders.
What is going on?
There better not be any Doink the Clouds in here.
Oh, wait, they kidnapped your zombie guy.
Oh, that's right. That
makes sense. Maybe he's Harvey Hicks?
Maybe. I think so. I gotta get a six pack before we do some killing.
Better not be Bud Light.
Also, we're gonna have to go search for those sexy Eddies.
Well, all that petrol came to 1 cent. It's cheap petrol.
Wow.
America.
And this was like 12 years ago, so man, petrol was cheap back then.
I don't think they want to squirrel hunt your ass, mate. Oh, rotary phone again.
No. Rotary phone! Jeez, we got more rotary phones in this film than we have in ages.
That's because they couldn't really afford anything, so this was just all left over from the 80s.
That's where all the budget went to, all $3 million, just trying to find rotary phones.
Yes. I also like the fact that this dude's office is literally in a cell.
With a computer from 20 years before this movie was made.
Yes. Dude, get a thin computer. What's wrong with you? What was strange was whoever they had tied up in a burlap sack in the back of the truck. What do you mean? I think they had that cemetery zombie.
What do you mean? It's like this, he just said. Squirrels don't come out at night.
It was very weird. They said they had a giant thing in their sack and is going to get squirrels at night.
You mean a human foot? What a terrible conversation.
Something tells me they just made that entire dialogue scene on the spot.
Probably.
Duh.
It's like someone just crocheted Sheriff on his hat. It looks so dark. It's so bad.
Mind you, his name's not Will, it's Wow. This is Wow. Fucking do something already. I love the fact that if you go on IMDb and look at the poster of this movie, Kurt Angle is literally wearing, like, SWAT gear with a machine gun on the cover of this movie.
Unless that's, like, the, how they end the movie, but...
I mean, there's only, like, 15 minutes left here. Or something.
Oh, God, there's 15 minutes left.
Hey, Colin spent, like, 40 minutes of it trying to find sexy arties.
God damn it, Colin, why'd you pick this movie?
He picked it and pissed off, so we had to suffer through it.
He had a plan.
Mm-hmm.
See, when I pick movies that you guys don't like, I stick around throughout the whole thing.
You make us suffer for it.
Yes, I don't leave. Oh, Colin.
Colin's sinister, you're just evil bead.
Mm.
I mean, that's true, but that's beside the point.
Oh, man. Oh, guys. I'm so wasted right now. I'm ghost wasted.
I'm so sorry that there's been no sexy Andes. This, like, bachelor party's been a bust.
I know. All I wanted was sexy Andes in yoga pants. This is why Craven is not invited to the wedding. He's being an asshole to me because I took Louise away from him. But, you know, he needs to get over it. And you know what? Just to show him that I mean business, I'm not even going to buy his covers album because it's probably going to be shit.
Damn.
Because you know what I think of his cover up? What I think of his cover of Total Eclipse of the Heart?
Toby's white girl wasted.
He is right now. Definitely.
Oh man. Hold on. I just need to lie down for a second.
I think Toby is...
Toby just passed out.
He's passed out.
I think he did. Not only that, I think he's dead again. Whoa!
Could you say he's... Oh, could you say he's dead drunk?
Okay. You could. I like how we've all like have had those kind of jokes, right? Except for Marcy, because she got the butt dish.
I make good jokes.
Dead drunk. Yes. Oh, look, it's a bunch of Jonathan Banks.
What is he even doing?
Curterloo, Sheriff! I'm going on the houseboat horror! And I'm macho! And I'm not even in this movie! You know, it
appears some of the townspeople are taking matters in their own hands. Well, you don't say, Kurt Angle. Your sheriff has not done much.
He is the worst sheriff ever.
He kind of is.
Bob. I couldn't even buy. I can't even buy Kurt Angle as a wrestler than I can as a sheriff. If Colin was here right now, if he wasn't looking for the sexy arties, he'd be like yelling at me for making fun of Kurt Angle.
At this point, I don't think I buy Kurt Angle went to the Olympics, even as a spectator.
Thirty years.
Dude, it's just Kevin Nash. It's just Kevin Nash pulling a prank on you, obviously.
It literally is. I'm going to be very disappointed if, like, Kevin Nash and Psycho Sid aren't actually really ghosts.
I don't get this movie at all. I can see why it's got like a 2-something on IMDb.
Because nothing happens throughout most of it.
Pretty much. I mean, you can't like say Kevin Nash is like top billed when he's barely in it. That's not fair.
Well, to be fair.
There's no
to be fair.
No.
I mean, I mean, Jim Duggan was third billed in Pro Wrestling vs. Zombie.
That is true.
He was barely in that movie.
Fair.
He may have had like 5 minutes of screen time. I bet anybody, if you put Kevin Nash's like screen time in this movie together, it probably is like 2 minutes.
No, I don't think it's going to be 30 seconds at this point.
Fucking ghost hunters.
Fucking dead ghost hunters.
Fucking nerds.
Fucking nerds. Uh-oh.
She's not a fucking nerd.
Oh, here comes Kevin Nash.
Here we go. Ooh.
We'll have to make sure we tweet Kevin Nash that we did this movie and Buster Brawl this month.
Yes. He got it. Oh!
We'll make sure he knows he's up for a Lifetime Achievement Award. I'm already dead.
Oh! This is just what happens when, like, Kevin Nash becomes a zombie after, like, Monster Brawl. He literally goes on a path of revenge against a whole town.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Don't worry, Kevin Nash. You got Magic Mike the following year. You'll be okay.
I'm starting to wonder how he got Magic Mike.
I'm starting to wonder that too.
Mm. I mean, he's he was.
Are we sure that's not Super Shredder?
It is totally Super.
That is
Shredder.
True. He could have been.
Oh no! He's getting the Big Boss Man treatment.
Now give him the angle slam.
Hey, angle, you hanging around?
God damn it, Bede.
I got one more. I've been building it up throughout this whole show.
Yes, you have.
I mean, Toby has passed out with it. Well, I didn't think even ghosts could pass out.
True. Although if Colin doesn't return, he might have just disappeared like halfway through this episode.
Because
we are almost done.
Oh, wait, he's...
Does he even know what's going on? I don't think he does.
Yes. Gotta keep firing.
I don't know. Does he have a plan? Like, does he even know what he's meant to be doing? Because I don't think he does.
I don't think he does.
Nope. I'm just gonna take this houseboat out in the middle of the river and just draw a circle, see it out. And Kevin Nash and that other guy, whoever it was.
I don't even know who the other guy was. It's the non-wrestler guy.
Glacia.
I thought he was just a chef at the food place.
Yeah, well, he's basically taking matters into his own hands, really.
Mm.
He's a vigilante.
He is a vigilante out for justice.
Oh my gosh, we might have hit something. It's something that we would have said if this boat was actually moving.
Why does he still have the fucking thing on his hat?
I want to show the killer ghost my ID. Sackhead.
Alrighty then.
All right, we're going to use this man. We're going to use the cemetery zombie as the bag man. What the hell
are you doing? I don't know. Sheriff Logan, what are you doing out this lane? Oh, they found them? I got a call about a
kidnapping. Sheriff Lobo? Oh, wait, sorry, wrong character.
Sheriff Lobo. Doing your job. When I see someone committing a federal offense, you know the kidnapping is a federal offense, right? Is it?
You can't kidnap a zombie.
Exactly. They're already dead. It's dead people try to find another dead person. So, you know. This is like Oscar-worthy performance from Kurt Angle. We need that sack for the potatoes. You gotta reuse it.
What is any of this meant to be doing? Like,
just do it, my job.
Job. If this movie actually had an editor, it'd probably only be like 20 minutes long.
If anyone paid attention to this movie, it wouldn't have been made.
There's that ghost weed again.
Yeah, but the ghost guys are coming out of it.
It's more. It's Sting!
It's Sting. Oops.
Oops.
Stupid mouse.
Clack! Oh, they're on water!
And they all have hatchets! They only show them.
Cypress Sid and Kevin Nash.
There's three of them, but they only show the two that are, like, well known.
Yeah.
Yeah! I mean, couldn't they get another really tall wrestler to play the third brother?
Couldn't Scott Hall do it?
Yeah. Oh, they look pissed.
They do not look happy.
It's taking 10 minutes later.
That's not the lyrics to the song, dude.
Oh! No! He got shot in the head and cut up into little pieces.
Who the fuck shot him?
Damn. I don't know. Did he shoot himself? I don't know.
No.
What happened?
Who shot him?
I don't know. I'm assuming... Oh, is that dude up there? Oh, it's a woman. Sorry.
Miss, you're under arrest for murder.
Oh. That was somehow her grandfather?
I just wanted this movie to hurry up.
Still better than Mr. Jingles.
By this much. Oh, she was her at the beginning.
Oh, that explains the glasses.
Yes. Sad fave from...
from whatever this movie was called.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, guys. Oh, man. True. Oh, man.
You all right there, buddy?
Oh, guys, man. This is the best party ever. Oh.
You don't get out much, do you?
Not really. I mean, I've been a ghost for so long, but, you know, I mean, most of the time I just spend looking at, like, you know, yoga, even in yoga pants, and ectoplasm being everywhere and getting in trouble by Tina, but, you know, I don't go out much and partying, so, man, I'm wasted.
And that's the movie.
And that's the fucking movie.
I was like, boo. Party.
Yeah, so that was a weird movie.
I want to say, Colin still hasn't failed us yet. Sexy Andy,
I don't think the sexy Andes are coming. I think I don't think Craven was ever going to bring them, to be honest.
That's all right. That's all right. I've had a great time anyway. I love yous all. You're totally all coming to my wedding. Oh, well, some of you, Marcy and Colin, have to because they're the best man and bride and maid of honor. And Colin, you're the officiant, so you have to be there anyway.
I'm gonna have to show up. It's kind of important.
Mm.
Yes, exactly. So, anyways, I'll let you guys go. I'm just gonna nap over here. So,
wow, he's not doing well at all.
No, he's not.
Indeed, I don't know. He's ectoplasm all over me again. Oh.
Ew. Well, on that note, that's a wrap on this week's episode. Stay tuned next week for whatever the fuck we're doing next week. I don't know, but I think there is a wedding in the next few weeks. Well, the big wedding.
Yes,
so.
I think the next episode, because we have to still decide, will either be the wedding episode or it could be the our Patreon subscriber pick episode.
Yes.
We'll so see. This ends Wrestling Tapes Month on the 2B Tuesday podcast. Be sure to follow Pop4D for more episodes of the Wrestling Tapes. That's not part of the show.
Yes. And find the 2B Tuesdays podcast on all your podcast streaming services, players, whichever. You can go to supermarcy.com. Find all the stuff, all the podcasts and stuff. I'm so out of it. You can find Super Marcy me anywhere if you look up Super Marcy.
Yes. And since Colin's not here because he's still looking for the sexy arties, find him on the Trash Panda podcast and all podcast streaming services, and also find him on Twitter at Trash Panda. Podcast. And also, if you want to find me personally, you can find me at my Twitter page at twitter.com/bjamine or my Letterboxd account at letterboxd.com/bjamine, or you can find all my work over at supermarcy.com. And also you can follow my solo podcast Big vs. the Living Dead on all podcast streaming services everywhere, and as well as follow the official Twitter account of that at twitter.com/BeatVSTLD. So, yep, that is the end for this episode of the 2B Tuesdays podcast. We hope you all had a great time listening to us and enjoying and being a part of Toby's bachelor party. And we'll see you all next Tuesday, everyone. See ya. Bye.
Bye.
After 30 years of purgatory, they're coming back and pulling us down into a river of blood. You already know. You've already seen.
She's down by the river. I've never seen anything like it.
They say that the Jacob boys have come back from the dead. They've come back for their revenge.
The Jacobs boys, they never really bothered anybody. Harvey Hicks and a band of vigilante thugs went down to the river and sent them over the dam to their deaths.
We had 3 murders in this town. And the word Hicks appears at both crime scenes.
This town's already damned.
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark doo 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 doo. Surfy Shark doo 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 doo. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.